Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to make our way through Advent, this amazing season. Friends, one of the things we can do in Advent to make it different, probably, is to make a decision. Lord, I want to, at the beginning of this year, I want to actually live this year the Paschal mystery. That is the story of Jesus. And the church leads us through, beginning here in Advent, the beginning of the new year, and directs us toward each step of the way, the wisdom, the insight, the life, the experience, the communal reality of pilgrims living in time and space who are united to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, living out our identity, our purpose, the assignments the Lord has given us in communion with one another, a people who are living with our eyes fixed on Jesus, hearing again the story, the good news of God, the plan of God, and to see my life in that story that's unfolding. It's a great way to live, friends, and it's celebrating the feast days and understanding what the church brings before us and internalizing it so that we're transformed by it, and that allows us in that transformed state, ever-changing, new place that we're in by the grace of God, we enter more deeply into that very mystery. We start living like Jesus. We become Jesus's hands and feet more effectively. That we see what he sees. We feel what he feels. Our priorities, his priorities become our priorities. He leads us to those he wants us to love, to serve, to bring the kingdom to, and to find confidence in him in the midst of it. It's a tremendous grace and a tremendous blessing. And so we can kind of, you know how things, when we live them habitually year to year, we take them for granted and we don't enter into them fully. Friends, if we do enter into our own story here, individually, in our marriages, in our family, we walk it together, these seasons of celebration, seasons of penance, and we fast, we pray, we serve, we love, we receive, we listen, we abide, all these things that are characteristic of what Jesus did, how he lived, that's what starts to get manifested in us. We will be the light we're meant to be. Here's one of the things I think we get confused in the church. There's no question we're living in a time of shaking. First, the shaking of the nations is happening. A time of judgment, I think, is on the world. It's just my own personal conviction. God's judgments are good. When God gets to the point of judging, he does it in order to wake us up and to remove in us all that hinders love and get us to the point where we're walking in the fear of God and the wisdom of God. We're not caught up in the lies and the darkness and the false hopes that are in the world that are leading us to ever deeper stages of bondage and confusion. But instead, we come into the light. We live in the light. And I think people, sometimes we miss the reality of we take on the burdens of the world and the burdens of the church and its weakness. And we think we're trying to fix it all. We're trying to, you know, make it all better. And that's a good instinct. But one of the things that we have to see is God's power is made perfect in weakness. It's a scriptural principle. God saves. God delivers. God feeds. God teaches. And so if we're not united, I mean, we recognize that when we're abiding in the Lord. And that is, as Jesus said, if you abide in me, you'll bear much fruit. If you fail to abide in me, you won't bear any fruit. He said, apart from me, you can't do anything. That is, anything in terms of advancing the kingdom of God. If you're in a place where you see the broken condition of the church, you say, let's fix that. Let's use money and influence and power and strategy and all these kinds of things. And that's all good. If and only if it's coming from a place of obedience and obedience surrender to the Lord. We can write checks till the cows come home. But if we're not doing it out of obedience to Christ and promptings of the Holy Spirit, giving what he's calling us to give what he wants us to give it to, or if we're marching out with ideas and opinions and, you know, new strategies and all that, and it's not, in fact, coming from a place of being yielded to the Lord and abiding in Him, as the reading yesterday we looked at, we'll look at again before this hour is over, this 15-minute period is over, of living in the fact that we're children of God, in the family of God. It's His family. It's His creation. It's all in His hands, and His discipline's upon it now. And what that discipline in the church means, it's a purifying fire. And it's a purifying fire that brings about an awakening. The Lord disciplines those whom He loves because He wants to bring about the peaceful fruit of righteousness. And when His disciplines come, that means the peaceful fruits of righteousness aren't operating in many people. And so He wants to subdue the fleshly drives and anger and impulses and worldliness that's in us and bring us to a place of righteousness, of right living, being united to the Lord and being still and knowing that He's God and coming back to the realization that without Him, I can't do anything, and that the goal, the most important thing of my life, what's first in my life is God and being yielded to Him and living each day from a place of humble surrender, of quiet obedience, knowing our poverty, knowing that all our great whatever, our own stuff is not enough. But if our stuff, so to speak, our natural gifts, our energy, our opinions, our creativity, all of that is yielded to the Lord and we're moving out of a place of obedience. Jesus said he only does what the Father tells Him to do. And that can seem strange. Oh, yeah, like easy for Him to say. And how does that work anyway? Well, how it works is we live with Him. We practice His presence all day, every day. We're quietly acknowledging He's with us. We are aware of His presence. We're listening quietly to Him, even throughout the day, even if you're a very busy day. Let's say you're a busy doctor. You're a busy mom with 3, 4, 5 kids at home. You're a truck driver. You have a little more time. Whatever it is, He's present. Why do you? And you know that because you know who you are. You know what He's done. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. And it's easy to forget, and it's easy to take everything up, like put it all on our back. It's all about us. Building the kingdom of God is not all about us. It's about Him. He's building it, and we're cooperating with Him. And when the Lord brings times of discipline like this, it's because far too many people aren't seeing it. And we know that, and He knows that because we're not abiding in Him. And He can see it. We may not even see it, but what we can see is we're not bearing a lot of fruit. There's a lot of discipline, correction happening in the church, pruning that's going on, and cutting off of dead wood. Because we're not living like a people, as John said here, who have received the Lord, who are trusting in Him each day now, believing in Him. We've given up our idols. We're surrendering our idols to Him. We're stopping. We're not the center of the world anymore. Our comfort, our fame, our great goal, you know, our achievements, being recognized, all that stuff, a lot of it is the flesh. It's just will, human willpower. And we're not yielded to the King that the Father has placed on the throne, who's guiding us, and He's building His kingdom. Friends, it is really easy to spend our life building our own kingdom. Look what I've done. Hey, and the more gifts you have, the more natural gifting you have, friends, the harder it is. Because, wow, you can build a lot of big stuff in your own name. You can spend, you can mobilize hundreds, even thousands or tens of thousands of people. Some can, to build what they want, to build their empire. And it's surprising, friends. There's a lot of people who built big things, who are generous and philanthropic and, you know, and honestly, when you look under the blanket, so to speak, it's mostly about them. And at the end of the day, it's meaningless. Even in ministry, it's possible to do what I'm doing, for example, and it be all about me. Now, there's a dimension of a tug of war that we all go on. We have to subdue the flesh. The Lord has to help us subdue the flesh, bring it under the Word of God, bring it under the power of the Spirit through the help of the sacraments, confession, the life of the church, friendship, accountability, all that stuff. But if we keep following Him and abiding in Him, He purges that out of us. He purifies us because He wants us to be in His court. He wants us to be fruit-bearing. He loves it because it brings glory to the Father. That's what He wants us to be able to do. So you see here John in his words, but to all who received Him, who believed in His name, if we received Him, means you believe in His name and the authority of His name and His kingship and His lordship, and we say yes to it. Be the Lord of my life, Jesus. Today, Lord, I want to live to please You. I want to make it my aim, whether I'm doing surgery today on somebody, whether I'm, you know, teaching in a classroom today, whether I'm cooking meals for my kids or my grandkids, whether I'm reaching out to a friend who's hurting today, whatever it is, whether I'm stepping into the life of the poor more in my life that the Lord has called me to serve, and whether I'm running a ministry and He's asking of us to make a change and a shift that could be a little scary for us, whatever it is, Lord, I want to make it my aim to please You today. Help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, I love living with You and communion with You. Everything I have is Yours. Everything. Because You gave it to me. And I'm ready, Lord. I'm not looking in this world anymore to be my satisfaction, to be my treasure, to be my hope, being in lights and being recognized in this world. I'm done with it, Lord. I just want to please You. I already have my treasure, and it's You. You're my treasure. You're my portion. You're my cup. You're the greatest, Lord. I love You, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Be my King. I'm happy to serve my King. I'm so grateful to be in Your kingdom and to belong to You. What an amazing gift and treasure that, as St. Peter said, is it's imperishable, it's undefiled, it's unfading. You're keeping it in heaven for me now, and I'm already tasting it. Thank You, Jesus. Help me subdue my flesh. Help me subdue my ego and to serve You humbly and love those You bring into my life. That's the children of God. That's the power, John said, to become children of God. Children of God are born not of blood, nor of the will, nor of the flesh. Isn't that great? What John sees so clearly, we're born again by water and the Spirit into Jesus. It's not just something that happened that doesn't change us. To be a child of God means we understand. This didn't happen simply by bloodlines. I didn't inherit this. By His blood, yeah, but not bloodlines of, you know, like it happens in the world, you know, we're the aristocrats here or whatever. No, not bloodlines. It didn't happen just because I willed it. I'm a son of God, and it came by my willing and my power. No, it's not how it works. Or not of the flesh. Let's consider this, the way the Scripture talks about the flesh, this fallen dimension of willfulness in us. It didn't come by the will of man. It's not man's idea. But it came by God's power, John tells us. God's mercy has been poured out into us. Friends, this is the decision let's make at the beginning of this new year. I want to live like a child of God. I want to put to death, by God's help and His mercy and His power, all the idol worship in my life, all the slavery in my life, all the fleshliness in me, and the compromise. And I want to be His. I want to abide in Him so He can bear fruit in me for His kingdom. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The Scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.